this is Surrey from the United Kingdom, and this is my song, Storm. Enjoy!
Madame Monsieur from France.
And this is our song Merci. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Hello, this is Ari Olason from Iceland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Our Choice. Enjoy.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
And welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. Stay with us until 6 PM. I'm playing you, the lovely listener, the greatest music from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Can be the sunshine today. I'll be there to help you go on your way. I can be the sweet moonlight. I'll be there to guide you through the night. I can keep you warm in the rain. I'll be there to make you so happy again. There's no broken heart I can mend. It is really easy and you will understand. Say a word and I'll be there. Say a word and I'll be there. Say a word and I'll be there. Say a word and I will care. Say a word and I'll be there. Say a word and I'll be there. Say a word and I'll be there. Say a word and I will care.
If you're feeling lost and alone, I'll be there to help you carry on. If you're feeling blue and you need a friend, I'll be there to give you a helping hand. If you feel like losing your pride, I'll be there to give you a place where to hide. If you feel your life just goes wrong, I'll be there if you need someone to lean on. Say a word and I'll be there. Say a word and I'll be there. Say a word and I'll be there. Say a word and I will care. Say a word and I'll be there. Say a word and I'll be there. Say a word and I'll be there. Say a word and I will care.
Life will be better.
So open up your eyes now.
I'll be there.
You better listen now.
I'll be there.
Manuel Ortega, Say a Word, Austria 2002. Oh, yes. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasius, and I'm here with you for the next hour, playing you some of the great tunes for the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, not only that, we have Rob's Random Request, we have Live and Kicking, and not forgetting, we have the Eurovision Showcase News. And of course, last Sunday, myself and Rob were so lucky to see our Eurovision damsel in distress. Well, she was on the stage, sadly, on the Saturday night. Suri! Oh, yes! Amazing. We're going to hear a song from her a little bit later on, and we'll talk to you about that amazing Eurovision Unplugged concert we went to in Horsham, in the Capitol Theatre. It was amazing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And right now, it's her next one is taking place in Harlow. So hello to everyone who went to that. Or if you're currently there on your way back, you never know. You never know. Right. Let's move on to another song. Now, this song won for Sweden at the Eurovision Song Contest. And I'm going to let the man who won in 2015 introduce it himself.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Don't tell the gods I left a mess. I can't undo what has been done. Let's run for cover. What if I'm the only hero left? You better fire off your gun. Once and forever. He said, go dry your eyes and live your life like there is no tomorrow's sun. And tell the others to go singing like a hummingbird, the greatest anthem ever heard. We are the heroes of our time. But we're dancing with the demons in our minds.
Deeper.
Sophia Vosu with Yannick C, the Greek entry in 1991, and the remix version there. Awesome tune. I hope you liked that. Bit different from the original, I'd say. Especially back from 1991. Oh, dear. Gives me shivers, that contest. Oh, for various different reasons. Well, what was I going to say? Oh, yes. Suri, of course. How could I forget? Silly man. Myself and Rob, my husband, and we went over to Horsham and we got to meet lots of Eurovision fans and sit back and relax and enjoy an unplugged version of Suri singing Eurovision classics and also songs from the current era of the Eurovision Song Contest. And also we got to talk to her after show, get a cheeky photo, as you do, and it was just lovely to know, lovely to meet her once again, because we did have a chat with her when she was in the green room and where we were standing during the grand final jury show on the Friday night before the Saturday night show. I got to speak to Suri, and her performance on that night was just simply incredible. And also was the one on Saturday night, which sadly the stage invasion happened, of course, but almost in a way I feel like Suri sort of wrapped up another notch in the second half of the song after the incident that took place. So I thought she looked fantastic. She sang wonderfully, and she did the UK proud. And I think she mentioned that, you know, the BBC really do need to have a kick up the backside about the Eurovision Song Contest and actually start taking it a little bit more seriously and put more effort into it. So she's open to it and fully understands it, which is quite refreshing hearing that from a UK Eurovision artist. She's like one of us fans, of course. So she was wonderful, and honestly, the concert was wonderful. She sang all of Johnny Logan's songs, Linda Martin's song, Why Me, also. She sang Puppet on a String, Katrina and the Waves of Shine a Light, Bucks Fizz, Making Your Mind Up, Brotherhood of Man, Save Your Kisses for Me, of course. And she sang Rhythm Inside for Belgium in 2015, and Blanche with City Lights in 2017. Obviously, she was both involved in them. Now, she also sang, which I'm going to play for you now, another song she called Storm. And she released it about just less than a year ago, about 10 months ago. And this song is completely different to the Storm that we know that went to Eurovision. But this is incredibly contemporary. I think it's really lovely. And if this went to Eurovision, I would have been dead chuffed as well. So let's hear it. This is Suri with another version. A completely different song, though. Also called Storm.
I haven't moved in days. Could be just a phase. I'm not feeling you. Is this just one more thing we're going through? You've disappeared so lonely. I know I'm strong. I can't see why it is the way it is. Can't make any sense of any of this. We had it good, please tell me why this went wrong. I can't see how it is the way it is. Can't make any sense of any of this. You said you'd never go. Oh, my heart's torn up. Can't find the pieces. Oh, my mind is a spinning swarm. Oh, my heart's torn up. Can't find the pieces. Oh, I'm chasing a perfect storm. Oh. So lonely, I know I'm strong. I can't see why it is the way it is. Can't make any sense of any of this. We had it good, please tell me why this went wrong. I can't see how it is the way it is. Can't make any sense of any of this. You said you'd never go.
Hello, this is Rasmussen and I'm from Denmark. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Yes, that's tracks representing Denmark in 1986 with Here We Go Again, or the Danish version is called Tue Frue Løgn, which I'm sure hardly any of you would have been able to understand. So I thought I'd play Here We Go Again. Well, there we go. Denmark in 1986. Now, that song, actually, I'm sure it came sixth. It did come sixth. Yes, yes. But just in front of the United Kingdom entry that year. And if anybody knows 1986, who knows what the UK entry was that year? It was Ryder with Runner in the Night. Not particularly my favourite UK Eurovision entry, I must say. And on my year of birth, it's quite sad. But my favourite Eurovision country ever debuted in 1986. Yes, the beautiful country of Iceland. Sadly, on Friday, they lost to Nigeria in the FIFA World Cup. Sad times. Not happy about that. But let's hope they manage to beat Croatia. Fingers crossed. Alan's Random Request. Yes, this is the part of the show where we get a random request, and this week it's done by Rob's best friend, Alan. Yes, we've had Alan come over on Friday, and we got him to put his hand in these two hats that we have, a hat full of countries and a hat full of years. We then glue them together and find out what song we're going to play randomly on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Just so we make sure we play a consistent mix of new songs from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. So, this week we have the country of Germany, and we have the year 1997. Yes, so Germany was represented by Bianca Schomburg with the song Zeit at the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest, which took place on the 3rd of May in Dublin. Now, Zeit, composed by prolific Eurovision duo of Ralf Siegel and Bünd Meinecke, and it was the winner of the German national final held on the 27th of February. Now, the final was held in Lübeck and hosted by Jens Riewer. I'm sure that's how you pronounce it. Nine songs took place, and the winner was chosen by televoting, converted into percentages, and Zeit received over three times more votes than the second place song. Yes, other participants included previous year's German national final winner Leon, who shockingly didn't qualify for the 96 Eurovision Song Contest, because back then there was no Big Four or Big Five. No, there was, in 1996, there was this random Jura radio semi-final, and Germany didn't qualify. And Terry Wogan took the mickey out of it in the intro of 96, saying that only the European Broadcasting Union can exclude a country with a population of a potential TV audience of 50 million people. Well, back at that time, anyway. It was a weird audio-only pre-qualifying round. And also, Michelle was there. And Michelle went on to represent Germany in 2001 with Verliebe Lied. But her song was called I'm in Gorn des Orkans, which means In the Eye of a Hurricane. Now, eventually, Michelle came third. And Leon came second with the song Shine, which means shine. There you go. So, Bianca Schomburg with the song Zeit, called Time, basically, came first with 40% of the voting. Yes. Now, this was interesting. Germany's points wasn't very many, to be perfectly honest with you. It only got 22 points. It got 5 points from Croatia, Italy and Switzerland, respectively. Also, 3 points from Austria and Malta, and only 1 point from Hungary. Now, Germany were one of the 5 countries in 1997 to trial televoting, And the German televotes was 1 to Croatia, 2 to Spain, 3 to Bosnia and Herzegovina, 4 to Italy, 5 to Cyprus, 6 to Poland, 7 to Estonia, 8 points to Ireland, 10 points to the eventual winners, the United Kingdom, Katrina and the Waves and Love Shine a Light, and finally they gave 12 points to Turkey. And there we go. There was Sedlin Parker with Dinyel, which we all love. I'm sure. Get the bellies moving. Of course. The belly dance, of course. Okay, so let's stop rambling and hear Germany 1997. This week's Alan's random request. Here is Bianca Schomburg with Zeit. Time. And the English version too.
Sometimes I just think we'll live forever. Sometimes I can feel the years rush by. Sometimes I stand still and listen as my heart becomes the rhythm. In a world where only thoughts won't die.
It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday the 24th of June 2018. While the eyes of the world are focused on the Football World Cup in Russia, representatives of the European Broadcasting Union gathered in Geneva at the headquarters of the EBU to conclude the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest and officially kick off preparations for the 2019 contest in Israel. On Monday, the reference group hosted them, and representatives from the Israeli public broadcaster Kan met with the EBU, its event partners, and the reference group in Geneva for initial talks regarding the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest and establish a timetable of key milestones. It's looking looking likely that the host city and the dates of the two semi-finals and the grand final for the 2019 contest will be confirmed by September. So stay tuned to the Eurovision Showcase for all the latest news. The French broadcaster France 2 has launched its submission process for their national final next year, Destination Eurovision. So if you'd like to find out more information about that, then head over to Eurovoir.com. 18 participants are taking part in the Eurovision Young Musicians in 2018. I will tell you the participants in just a few moments' time. The Maltese broadcaster finally has revealed a few days ago that the X Factor will be making its debut in Malta, with the winner going on to the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest. And Sara Alto, also just to mention, has released a brand new single and it's called Dance. You can get it now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you get your music. So just to mention, as I was going to say, the 18 participants have been confirmed for the Eurovision Young Musicians 2018 in Edinburgh in the United Kingdom. Yes, they have been announced. Wonderful. So this is going to be televised. We're not sure how it's going to be televised in the UK, but no doubt it probably will be. And the following participants are as follows. We have Albania, Belgium, Croatia, the Czech Republic, Estonia, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Israel, Malta, Norway, Poland, Russia, San Marino, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. Albania will be making their Eurovision Young Musicians debut in this year's contest, and seven countries will make their return to the contest. These are Belgium, who last participated in 2006, Estonia in 2004, Greece in 2014, Israel in 1986, Russia in 2010, and Spain in 2002, and the United Kingdom in 2010. Austria, who is the most successful country in this contest with 5 wins, will not be taking part for the very first time in 1982. The 2018 edition of the Young Musicians Eurovision contest will see the return of the semi-final elimination round, which will take form in the public chamber for St. Cilia's Hall by all contestants on the 18th and the 19th of August 2018. The recitals will be produced by BBC Radio 3 for distribution on the Euro Radio Network, and also via web streaming at youngmusicians.tv. If you'd like to find out more info about that and find out each participant from each country, head over to eurovoir.com, where they got the latest. But that is your Eurovision Showcase news, and I'm Kieran Uri Tuttiot, and you're listening to Forest FM 92.3.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews, and regular features, including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi, this is Jessica Malboy from Australia. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, We Got Love. I hope you enjoy.
We got love. I know what you must be thinking.
Hello, this is Jessica from Malta representing San Marino. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Who We Are. Enjoy!
This is Claudia Pascoal from Portugal. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase of Forest FM. And this is my song, O Jardim. Enjoy it!
Sempre pelo teu valor.
dive into my eyes. Yeah, the eyes of a lioness. Feel the power in line. A little look, a little touch. You know the power of silence. You keep it up, keep it up. I was looking for some high, high, highs, yeah. Till I got a dose of you. You got me pelican, fly, 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 yeah. You got me pelican, fly, 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 yeah.
Well, that was different, wasn't it? That's Helene Paparizou, who won for Greece in 2005 with My Number One. That is her version of Fuego. And rumour has it, I don't know if it's actually been proven, but apparently Cypriot television tried to get the amazing Helene Paparizou to represent them at Eurovision. And Helena said no, and they managed to find the amazing Helene Ferreira to sing it, of course, and come second at the Eurovision Song Contest, giving Cyprus their best ever placing at the Eurovision Song Contest this year. And basically, it doesn't really matter, but I was quite interested to hear that version and what it could have been. But I can imagine why Helene Paparizou wouldn't want to take part, because she's already won it. She's got nothing else to prove, except that she is and will for always be awesome. I definitely agree. Now, I've got a lovely, 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 lovely song to play for you now. Now, as you may know, do you know of Elizabeth Cook? Well, Elizabeth Cook is an American country music singer, and she made her debut on Grand Ole Opry on March 17th of 2000. Cook, the daughter of a hillbilly singer married to a moonshiner who played his upright bass while in a prison band, is virtually unknown to the pop masses before she made a debut appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman in June 2012. The New York Times called her a sharp and surprising country singer with idolatrastic traditionalist. Yes, so I hope I pronounced that right. My English is terrible. So I hope that's okay. Let's hear Elizabeth Cook here on the Eurovision Showcase, and she is covering a Swedish Eurovision winner, and it's called Take Me to Your Heaven, that won for Sweden in 1999. And here is it covered by an American country singer.
Shadows dancing slowly on my wall, moonlight painting silver to the sound of heartbeat. Magical emotions take control, knowing we will meet before the night is over. Then I'm gonna make you mine, love you till the end of time. Take me to your heaven, hold on to a dream. Take me to your heaven when my nights are cold and lonely. Flying high together on a journey to the stars. Won't you take me to your heaven, to your heart? I can feel your body next to mine, reaching for a kiss that keeps me warm.
Different, wasn't it? Yes, that is Sweden's Eurovision winner in 1999, Take Me to Your Heaven, originally sung by Charlotte Nilsson, but that is from American country singer Elizabeth Cook. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Oh, yes, and we're heading to the 1990 Eurovision Song Contest once again. And we're going to hear the Irish entry, which was sung by Liam Riley, coming second with 132 points. This song is a ballad in which Riley sings about his desire to meet a former lover once again. He sings that he is back in Ireland, which implies that the romance took place during a trip through Europe. He then reminisces on the relationship they had in such places as Brussels, Amsterdam, and the Black Forest, as well as begging the former lover to meet me in Paris. among other locations, in order to rekindle their romance. The song was performed 17th on the night, following Portugal's Nuca with Ha Sempre O Gaim, and preceding the Swedish entry from Ian and Hall with Som in Vind. Now, at the closing of the voting, he received 132 points, joint second place with the French entry that also came second, of course, which was sung by Joël Hutel with White and Black Blues. So here, let's play the Irish entry, live from the Eurovision Song Contest 1990, which took place in the Vatroslav Lisinski Concert Hall in Zagreb, Croatia, but back then Yugoslavia. So here is Ireland 1990 with commentary from the late great Sir Terry Wogan.
Siempre Algoem for Portugal. I hear a bird. Oh, look. A Yugoslavian Irish joke there. Video postcard of Ireland. Plenty of it. Now, Ireland have three wins in this contest. Ah, look, it's Killarney. By Killarney's lakes and for Jackie Charlton fishing. No, it's not. Somewhere in Europe, yet another that strikes an EEC note. Now, it's going to be sung by a solo pianist, and I don't think a solo pianist has won this contest since Udo Jürgens for Austria in 1966. So this would be a welcome win for Ireland. Liam Riley's the man's name, sort of Phil Collins figure with Elton John undertones. Former member of a very successful Irish group, Bagatelle. There's the man, he's about to take his seat at the piano, and the conductor is Noel Keelahan for Ireland.
It's been a long time since we were together. I'm back in Ireland, and I miss you more than ever. In early spring we parted, and I've been here since then. But if I could only see you once again. Meet me in Paris on the shores of Easy. We could be in Rome again. Leave the Trevi Fountain late. We should be together. Maybe we should spend it. You could only meet me somewhere in Europe tonight. We were walking in old Bruxelles, and in that black forest on a German summer's day, and the memories refused to go away. Meet me in Paris on the Champs-Élysées. We could be in Rome again. Need the Trevi Fountain.
Somewhere in Europe for Ireland, Liam Riley.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Go, that's Milk and Honey with Hallelujah, winning for Israel on home soil at the 1979 Eurovision Song Contest. What a classic. Now, I bet you can't tell me what the UK entry was back in 1979. You'll probably never guess either. Yes, it's Black Lace, of course, with the song Mary Ann, coming seventh. Yes, Black Lace of Agadoo fame. Can you believe it? Oh. Anyway, let's move swiftly on and let's hear our final song from Sala Alto. It's the song Dance. It's her latest single. Enjoy, and I'll see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. on Forest FM. Remember to follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase. Any requests, email me, escshowcase@gmail.com. Au revoir!
Oh, we're beautiful and damn, they say we're good gone bad. Too many stories told, new rules are getting old. I play the part, I play it too.
the free.